We're talking with the governor of the state of Oklahoma, Mary Fallon. Governor, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, Oklahoma Youth Expo, you're here and kind of saluting the young people that are giving so much of themselves to learn these skills and all that they're doing here at the show.
Well, this is one of the state's most impressive, important programs for our youth in the state of Oklahoma. The Youth Expo and the Livestock Show teaches children responsibility, our students' responsibility, in taking care of their livestock, being able to show them, come to a major expo like this, and to work among adults, and to be able to show leadership skills, and to manage, frankly, how they handle their livestock and their time. And so this is a wonderful program.
And their money.
And the money. But there are about 7,000 youth that have come through this show over the many, many years from all 77 counties across the state. And, of course, agriculture is so important to our economy. It's a major way of life. It's a great quality of life being in farming and ranching and livestock. And so we're teaching our young folks how to carry on the family tradition. And my husband, Wade Christensen, grew up in Thomas, Oklahoma, fourth generation farming and ranching. And we always talk about which one of our children are going to carry on the tradition of keeping up the farm. And this helps us perpetuate that great quality of life and farming and ranching. And, of course, it also raises money for scholarships for our youth to be able to go to college. And I think we've raised, with this show, over $2 million for 1,000 youth to have some extra money to continue their education.
That's right. I know you've been watching real closely all that's been going on in northwestern Oklahoma with the wildfires. The state has been involved in trying to help these folks get back on their feet.
Right. It's been a devastating time for a lot of our Oklahoma families, our farmers and ranchers that have either lost homes or lost grazing land and certainly even lost their own livestock itself. And in a dangerous time with the dryness that we've had and the high winds and the fires that burned so many thousands of acres across our state. But I'm always proud of the response that Oklahomans give to families who are in need. And the firefighters that came from all across the state, even some from other states, came to help us. The families that pitched in to help other neighbors. I heard some great stories here at the Livestock Show about youth and mothers and dads all getting on their horses and rounding up the cattle and putting out fires and doing what they need to do to protect their own homes and different assets. But we also, I'm also very proud that our other ranchers across the state have sent hay to the much-needed burned-out areas in northwestern Oklahoma, and that's because their generosity in their heart and neighbor wanting to help neighbor. So proud of that. And we did do an emergency declaration on behalf of the state to help our families.
Well, you'll be working to try to get full help from the feds, right?
Absolutely. So I filed for a state of emergency for that part of the state with the wildfires, and it will allow us to be able to get federal funds if we qualify for those to help our local farmers and ranchers.